Days ago, Clinuvel announced that its lead drug had been included by Italian authorities on a list of drugs made available for prescription and reimbursement to patients diagnosed with erythropoietic protoporphyria, or EPP. We spoke yesterday with Clinuvel Non-Executive Director Dr. Roger Aston about this announcement and the release of the company's new trade name, SCENESSE. Dr. Aston, Clinuvel has recently announced that SCENESSE will be made available to Italian EPP patients. What can you tell us about this announcement? How significant is it to Clinuvel's regulatory strategy?
Look, I think this is of paramount importance to the company. Clinuvel's been developing this product now for quite a number of years, and this is the first opportunity that clinicians can prescribe the drug to their patients and the company be reimbursed by a regulatory authority or a government for making the drug available. So for us, it's really the first step into the commercial arena with SCENESSE. The approval by the Italians to allow prescription of SCENESSE for the Italian patients is also a recognition that the condition for which our product can be used for is really very important. In other words, the Italian regulators and government have basically indicated that they want this product to be available to patients as of now, and under their legislation, Law 648/96, we are allowed now to make the drug available under prescription to selected patients suffering from EPP. Again, highlighting the importance and the necessity that patients have to access this drug. And I should emphasize that EPP is a very challenging disease to treat. There's very little out there today available to treat these patients. Clinuvel have basically come to the marketplace with the first really effective product, which is lifestyle enhancing and allows these patients to pretty well live a normal life. We were very pleasantly surprised by the attitude of the Italians. Of course, the company had a strategy and has an ongoing strategy to achieve pan-European registration of SCENESSE. The market, of course, is global, and Europe has been our first targeted regulatory approach in terms of registration and sales. And Italy raised their hand and said, this is a product that we want to see prescribed as of now. And in parallel to that, of course, Clinuvel maintains full thrust on its regulatory registrations in Europe through all the individual states through the EMEA. The company has, of course, sought grassroots support from the academic community and the key figures leading treatments for these diseases, such as EPP, that we are launching SCENESSE for. Not only have we sought that, but the centers themselves have driven essentially the development of our drug. In other words, highlighting the need in the patient population for a drug such as SCENESSE. We haven't had to do as much work as we thought we would in terms of persuading the market that there is a necessity here. This has been done very much by the academic centers and the academicians themselves, who feel that there is a disease here, namely EPP, for which there is no real treatment or cure. And SCENESSE, as a product, has major effect on alleviating the symptoms of this disease and giving a good quality of life in this category of patient. So we've had, to some degree, an easy ride in that the medical community have been pushing this forward for us. Development of novel pharmaceuticals in the biotechnology industry is very, very challenging. It's very, very time-consuming and demands vast amounts of cash. We know this by the nature of the sector, not just here in Australia, but globally. And the risks are also very high, and the achievement of this goal with SCENESSE in Italy marks an important milestone for the company. It demonstrates we have achieved a substantial level of safety with the drug, as far as the regulators can see, and a substantial level of efficacy with the drug, where we've demonstrated that it works to a degree that allows patients to have a high quality of life when they are suffering from EPP. So overall, I would say this is probably one of the most important milestones that the company has achieved. And of course, it does set a precedent to a degree for the other territories in Europe to follow. And we shouldn't, of course, neglect to mention that this is Clinuvel's first revenues from sales and reimbursement of its lead product. We'll begin generating revenues over the next few months. And we think it's also an important milestone for life science companies here in Australia. So overall, a fantastic outcome for Clinuvel.
Clinuvel also announced the EMA-approved brand name for its drug, Scenesse. From your experience in international pharmaceutical development, how important is a brand for a new pharmaceutical product?
It's absolutely crucial to brand a product correctly, to allow the brand to grow within the market and to be recognized by the market, and for the association to be made with Clinuvel. Branding is absolutely vital to generating sales and diversifying the product and protecting the product. Of course, once the market uses a brand and is happy with a brand for a particular indication or disease, then they will go back to that brand. So that brand value is clearly very, very important for us. And of course, it keeps the competition out as well to a certain degree. In other words, there is brand loyalty for many products, and being the first product of its nature out there, getting the right brand recognized is vitally important for Clinuvel.
Is there significance to the timing of the branding announcement?
We've timed it to be released today because we've had approval from the EMA for the name Scenesse to be associated with afamelanotide, our lead product. And of course, this also comes on the back of the approval from the Italian authorities on using the drug in Italy under prescription and reimbursement. So these things have come together appropriately and conveniently at the same time.